I want you, if you got your Bibles, to turn with me into Psalms 32 and 7. 32 and 7. Pray for my throat. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. I want to deal today with the mind. Our mind. Did you know your mind is a very terrible thing?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Your mind can sink you, or it can lift you up. Your mind, your thought life, can curse you, or it can bless you. Oh, God, give us a mind, Lord, stayed upon thee. Psalms 32 and 7. This is David talking to God. The psalmist David said to the Lord, "Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass, surround me about with songs of deliverance." David told the Lord that. God answered him right back in the next verse. God answered David back and said, "I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye." You may be seated. Hallelujah.
God is with his eye.
David, because you've made me your refuge, your hiding place, your shelter, your high tower, your everything, because that you want me to preserve you, I will instruct you.
Yeah.
And I will teach you in the way that you ought to go. And I will guide thee with my eye. Can you say, "Lord, teach me"? Hallelujah to the Lord. I'm glad I got saved in 1974.
Yeah.
4 years later, got filled with the Holy Ghost. And when I did, God called me to preach. And he called me to teach. Holy Ghost come through and told me to sow the seed. I've called you to preach my word. I've called you to teach my word and my laws. I'm telling you, God is good, and he is faithful to us. God, I'm like Brother Jason. God will never fail you. You put your trust in him and serve him. He'll take good care of you. Oh, Lord, David, he said, "Thou hast covered my head in the day of battle." There's not a one of us go out on the field. If we was a playing football and all the hard hits that we're getting and people are hitting us and trying to take us down, and helmets are clashing, you think I'd want to go out and butt heads with somebody and to be hit? You know what happens? You have concussions in your head. But you put a helmet on because you're going to take some hard licks. Oh, God, what was it Peter said? He said to gird up the loins of your mind and to hope unto the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. The loins of a man is the most strongest part of a man. It consists of the hips up into the midsection. That is what God's saying in the Holy Ghost. The very strongest part of your mind, you need to gird it up and to trust in the Lord and to put your hope in him and keep your mind stayed upon him. And if you do that, you'll never be taken down and the devil will never defeat you. I tell you, we need our mind stayed upon the Lord.
Amen. Yes.
Glory to God.
I'm dealing with the mind today. Did you know that the mind is a world all of its own? Your mind, the mind, is a very powerful thing, but yet it can be so weak. Children, God wants our mind. So does this world and the devil.
Woo!
Your enemy, the devil, is the prince of the power of the air. He wants your mind.
That's right, he does.
To feel your mind and to control it.
Glory to God.
One preacher said, "Brother Jason, an idle mind is the devil's playground."
Devil's playground.
Now listen, you can be saved, born again, have the blood of Christ applied, to your heart and have the Spirit of God inside, and yet be troubled and pulled and oppressed in your mind.
Amen.
Yes, you can.
Bless you.
This is the reason that Jesus answered a lawyer one day the way that he did, that asked him, "What is the great commandment, Master, in the law?" Go ahead, Sister Stacy.
Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him, and saying, "Master, which is the great commandment in the law?" Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind."
And with all what?
Thy mind.
Thy mind. Stay with me, kids. Children. Praise God. Jesus, help me today.
Bless him, Lord.
Can we all say today, "Yes, Jesus. Yes, my Lord. I do love you with my heart." For loving me, Lord, and saving me. But yet, I struggle in my mind to control my thoughts.
Bless you, Lord.
God, it's not easy sometimes. It is a battle to keep our minds on the Lord.
Yeah.
In a busy, pressurized age, a present time, this present time of our generation. Can you all feel the pull in the air? And the atmosphere all around you that is charged? Oh, Lord, your enemy, the devil, and this world wants your mind.
Right.
He wants to tempt it, and he wants to trouble it.
Amen.
He wants to feel it.
Bless
you, yes, he does. Oh, God. Isaiah 26 and verse 3.
Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace.
In what?
Perfect peace. Whose mind is stayed on thee.
Yes.
Because he trusteth in thee.
Whose mind?
Read it one more time.
Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. Whose mind is stayed on thee. Because he trusteth in thee.
Lord. That word "stayed" in the Hebrew. Listen. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. In the Hebrew, that word "stay" means to lean on for support, to be sustained, and to be refreshed, and to be held up. If my mind is stayed on God, and if I trust in him, he will support me. He will sustain me.
Right.
He'll refresh me.
Amen.
He'll hold me up. The Holy Ghost will encourage me. The Spirit of God will reach down and he'll help me. He'll quicken me. Yes, Lord. He'll draw my heart unto him. It's right in here in our mind. It's where our trouble is in this last day. The devil wants to trouble your mind. Oh, the key to it is having a prayer life and praying and reading the Word of God. And it brings and elevates our mind. And it builds a fortress around our mind.
Thank you, bless God. Hallelujah.
Now listen.
Bless him, Lord.
When you were saved and born again, the blood of Jesus washed your heart. It was applied to the inner man, your spirit man. But it's up to you to control your thoughts.
Come on.
The blood of Jesus was never applied to your mind.
Bless him, Lord.
What Jesus told that lawyer, you're going to have to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind.
Yeah.
A lot of us say, "I know I'm saved and I'm going to heaven. Jesus saved me, and the blood was applied. He forgave me of my sins," but we want to keep our mind to ourselves.
Come on.
Yeah.
Bless him, Lord.
Come on.
Bless him,
Lord. It's true.
Come on, brother.
We got our own world. Mm-hmm. We live in a world, in a busy world.
Bless him,
Lord. God, that blood Thank you for the cleansing blood of my heart. It's up to us to take care of our mind every day. Your mind must be renewed in the Word of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord.
But we, Paul said, that we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the Word.
Right.
Every day I gotta pray. Every day I need the Word of God.
Amen.
Hey, Lord. Acts 20 and 32 says, "And now, brethren, I commend you to God. I turn you over to God. I recommend you to God and to the Word of His grace, which is able to build you up." Say it with me. Build you up. I commend you to God in His grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance. How many wants God to make you strong? How many wants God to put strength inside of your heart? I'm telling you, after you're saved and born again, the sweet Holy Ghost lives inside of your heart. Christ lives on the inside, and the only thing that'll feed you and will feed that inner man is the Word of the living God. How many knows that all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God? It's profitable for doctrine, reproof, and correction, and instruction in righteousness. God breathed upon the men. God used the men to speak and to preach the holy written Word of God. It's the Word that makes you strong. It's the Word that feeds you. Raise your little hand and say, nothing will ever feed the inner man like the Holy Ghost. How many knows the Word and the Spirit agree? And Jesus said, "The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life." I want you to know that there's life in this book today. There's life in it. There's power in it. Hallelujah. That will keep you.
That's right. Amen. Keep you.
It'll feed you.
Right.
We got to be renewed in our mind every day.
Yeah.
We need to be renewed in prayer.
Renewed in prayer.
Renewed by reading God's Word.
Yes.
Listen, your mind is where you really live.
It's in your mind.
What you constantly think about, come on. What you constantly think about and what you are dwelling on all the time is who you are.
Amen.
Who you are. You become what you think.
Bless Lord, you're right.
You become what you constantly feed yourself with.
Yes.
Here.
Bless Him, Lord.
Oh God.
You're right.
Hallelujah. Your attitudes, your actions, your desires, your wants are formed by your thought life, whether good or evil.
That's right. Amen.
What you put in here is what you'll become.
You're right, brother.
It'll be what you look at.
What you look at.
And what you look like.
That's right.
It'll be how you talk and how you act.
Amen.
And how you react. It's right in here.
Right in there.
Your mind is linked to your heart.
Yes, it is.
Your mind, come on, can quench your heart. The way you think can bind your heart, your spirit on the inside.
Yes.
Woo!
Give me the God.
Oh God. Romans 12 and 1. Paul said, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, I beg you, I plead with you, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not," what? "Conformed to this world." Don't let this world influence you and pull you into its mold and way of thinking. I feel the Lord. I don't want the world to pull me into its mold and to think like they think.
That's right.
For how you think is how you'll act.
Yeah.
And it'll be how you become. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Did you say, Lord, I need my mind renewed? Lord, give me a heavenly mind. Give me a spiritual mind. Give me the mind of Christ. One scripture said, for we have the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen, Lord.
Transform me, Lord. I know you live in my heart, but so many times I'm bound inside because of right here.
Right.
Right here I'm bound.
You're right, brother.
And it'll quench you on the inside of you.
Glory to God.
Ain't it amazing that in a moment's time, your mind can go around the world. It could visit a dozen people, hold conversations, be on the job, relive the memories of the past, think about tomorrow. In your mind, it can plan and dream and wish and worry, all going on in the mind at the same time. How many of you ever had trouble with your mind?
Amen.
24/7.
That's right.
Day and night. Your mind does not stop.
Come on, Brother Tommy.
It don't stop. It runs. It runs. It goes. That's the reason you got to reach out and get it and bring it back and say, Jesus, I want it to be up on you. I'm here to try to help you and me too. How many of you since this service began, y'all listening, that your mind wandered to other things?
Come on.
It wandered away, and it wasn't in here sometimes during this service. It started 2 hours ago.
Bless him, Lord.
Do you really see how easily that our mind and our thoughts drift?
That's right.
Your mind never slows down. It has to be harnessed and controlled, or it'll run away with you. It can override your heart. Your mind and your thoughts can override your heart and pull you down spiritually.
Amen. That's right.
Romans 8:6.
Come on.
For to be carnally minded, to be worldly, fleshly, earthly minded is death. This is what the Holy Ghost said. Carnally minded, worldly minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Your mind will naturally fill you with, naturally, it'll fill you with doubts. It'll fill you with fears. It'll put worries in there. It'll pull the very life of God out of you. Your worldly controlled thought life will cause the dove of God's Spirit to lift and fly away.
Praise be to God.
Because your mind is not on heavenly things. This is the reason people don't have any peace. That's the reason that they are so troubled. God's Spirit is peace. Your mind, the way you think, the way that you reason, will take you right out of the will of God.
Man, come on.
It'll do it.
Bless him, Lord.
It'll take you out of the will of God. Listen to me close. I am not missing it here today. Every one of us are flesh and blood. We live in a physical body. We got an earthly body, and our mind is earthly. And if I ever needed to get a hold of my, I feel the Lord. If I ever needed to get a hold of my mind and put it up on the Lord and to meditate upon Him and to seek His face, it's right now. I'm telling you, there's a lot of people that need a healing in their body, and they're afflicted in their body. But oh God, they're afflicted in their mind. They're afflicted in their soul. They're being pulled apart inside of their mind because of their thought life. Hey Lord, I need a healing in my mind. I need my mind elevated, Lord. Hallelujah. Out of this old world and upon You and spiritual things.
Amen. You're right, brother.
Your mind can elevate you, or it can sink you low.
That's right.
Your mind and thought life can liberate you. Stay with me, children. Or it can lock you in a mental prison. I feel you, God.
Yes, it be God.
Your mind can lock you behind four walls. Your mind, if you let it, can be the devil's playground. To sow his seeds of doubt.
Amen. Yes. Come on.
He can make you see mental ghosts that are not really there.
Bless him, Lord.
Stay with me. In other words, he can make you think others are against you.
Come on. Amen.
They don't like you.
Yeah.
You're not wanted.
Come on.
When really they're not.
Have your way, bless you, God.
Ghosts.
You're right, bro.
Had somebody one time tell me, I came in, I was running a little bit late, and I shook hands with everybody, and I missed this one. I had to run up here and get this thing on the frame over there. They looked at me later and says, "What's wrong with you? You didn't even shake my hand. You did everybody else. Are you mad at me?"
Come on.
I know where I'm at, fit folks.
Come on, bro.
We come through those doors. We carry heavy burdens. We're loaded. We've had a bad week and everything. We feel bad in our body. And it's hard sometimes to even smile.
Come on.
It's hard. And I look at somebody that's down in their face, and the devil says they don't like me.
That's right. Come on.
They're against me. Because I wouldn't elate it, I wouldn't smile, and I wouldn't grab them, I wouldn't shake their hand. We fight ghosts that ain't really, really there. They don't like me. Holy God, oh yes, we love you. Proverbs 29:25. The fear of man bringeth a snare. There are many of God's children that have a complex about them. Ain't it amazing what the Spirit of God has to do to break through our complex?
Amen. You're right. Bless you.
We have a complex about us. People are afraid to get close to others.
Mm-hmm.
Afraid of being hurt again.
That's right. Come on.
Afraid of being let down, getting hurt. They let people stand in their way of worshiping God.
Come on, you're right.
God does not want His precious children pulling back in a turtle shell.
Oh, amen.
Because of the past, Jesus does not want you bound. Pull them back in a shell. Many of God's gifted, called, talented, anointed workers also are suffering such mental inward battles that should not be.
Come on.
People are crippled in their minds.
Bless Him, Lord.
You don't have to let the devil hold you down. He wants to snuff you out, and spiritually, by feeling and talking to your mind, he wants to hold you back, pull you down, and pull you out, and make you quit. Raise your little hand and say, I'm in this thing to win. And if I love God with all of my heart, all of my soul, and all of my mind, and all of my strength, and love my neighbor as myself, I know that God's going to bless me. And I don't have to be afraid and fear what man can do unto me. I will not fear man. It'll bring a snare. A lot of people's afraid to watch out and to step out and to obey the Lord and to testify and be obedient, afraid of what others would think and how that they would look at them. Hey, Lord, it's more than that. I want God to be pleased with me, and I ain't going to hide and pull back in a shell.
Thank you, blessed Lord.
Children, I'm here today to tell you that God sees you. He loves you, and he cares. And I do too. He wants to help you. You gotta let him. You gotta let him. You must see your need. You've got to see your condition. You've got to see and realize how the enemy is working, how he operates, and how he deceives, and how he speaks to hinder our spiritual progress.
Thank you.
Paul said, we're not ignorant of Satan's devices. Come on, Lord Jesus, my God. I need help. I want a spiritual mind. Dear Lord, give me the mind of Christ. God spoke through Ezekiel the prophet. Thus saith the Lord, I know the things that come into your mind, yea, every one of them. When you got up in the morning and you would take a pen and a pad of paper and you would write everything that come into your mind, and read it all before you went to sleep that night, we would be shocked and amazed at the things we thought about.
Amen, brother. You're right.
We would be shocked at the places we went to. Mm-hmm. What we looked at, what we listened to, how we talked and thought.
That's right. Amen. You're right. Yes.
It would shock us. Did you know feelings come after thoughts?
That's right.
I can think a thought, and that feeling takes that thought and puts a feeling in it. There's a feeling that comes with your thoughts. Did you know that?
Yeah.
We have bad feelings to sweep over us. It's because of the way we're thinking.
Glory be to God.
Come on. I don't want bad feelings. God says, I know the things that come into your mind, yea, every one of them. God knows what's hindering you from getting closer to him and getting into service. Yes, Lord, I just felt that. God knows exactly what's holding us back from victory and feeling the Spirit of God. Come on, children.
Right.
He knows what's hindered you. Psalms 139 and 2. David said, thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Woo. Let's look at letdown just for a minute. Every one of us have our own mental makeup.
Right.
We do. And a lot of it is developed in the way we were raised.
Glory to God.
We have complexes about us. Mm-hmm. We have our own character.
You're right.
Our own personality that was put in us by how we were raised and taught and what we saw.
That's right.
Yeah.
Listen. We have our own personal character, and how we think and how we react in life is much to do because of our past. Many good people cannot break free and get victory over their past and letdowns. Bad experiences can spiritually traumatize you. This is the devil's psychological warfare on you, child of God, that Satan uses to fill your mind with fear and condemnation and to pull you down with doubt. Fear will do one of two things to you. And by the way, Paul wrote Timothy by the Holy Ghost, God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That's what God gave us when he saved us. Christ came in our heart. He gave us a sound mind. Fear will do one of two things to you. It'll either nail your feet to the floor, that you'll sit down in your seat and you won't move. Or it'll put wings on your heels that you'll want to run away. It's a sad fact that your past can shape how you feel about yourself and others. Am I missing it today? You don't hear teaching like this. Hey, Lord, we need to dig it down and say, Lord, dig it out and show me my condition. Show me, Lord, how the enemy operates. Show me how he seeks to bind the spirit. We let our minds run. Oh, Lord, this one done that. This one done that. And oh, God, and all of this is coming up on me. And they don't want to hear me.
Come on.
I ain't nothing. I ain't no good.
Listen.
Yeah, Lord, we need to bring that down. Yeah, Lord, and say, Lord, I've got to overcome my past. Right. Every thought and every failure, Lord.
It's amazing sometimes we have a spirit on us that's just quit. Yeah. What's the use? Stay home. Go somewhere else.
That's right.
Come on.
That's right, brother.
I love you, Lord, and I know what you gave me. And I love the people I teach to.
Come on.
Past failures. Your mind can spiritually paralyze you and keep you from serving the Lord with joy. Did you know that sometimes your biggest enemy is really not the devil, it's you? It's you defeating yourself. You hold your own self down by your thoughts, your thought life. I failed. I didn't do good enough. I wish I was better. I wish I'd done better. I guess I'm not good enough.
Listen, Lord.
I'm not important. Like others. I'm just a big failure. Might as well just keep my seat. Some of you have been hit and you've been hit hard by the devil. And he's awoofing your mind. You've been hit by afflictions. You've been hurt. You've suffered sorrows and pain. You've struggled.
Come on, bro.
And you push to go on because you know that's what you're supposed to do.
Come on, bless him, Lord.
But the joy's not there.
Bless him.
The joy ain't there. What's wrong? Why? What's happened in your life now? What's happened in your past that's holding you down? You feel robbed and empty. You have no real peace.
You can't feel comfortable to fit in. Lord have mercy. I felt that go over me. You don't feel comfortable to fit in. Your feelings, they run deep, don't they? And you're having trouble getting them out. Getting these feelings out. And the way you're thinking wrong. Does God see me? Does he really care? Am I important? Psalm 64:6, God said the inward thoughts and the heart is very deep. The inward thoughts and the heart is very deep. God's looking right down deep in your heart. He knows how you're thinking and he knows how you feel about yourself. Amen. Raise your hand right now. Jesus. Holy Lord. Holy Lord. Oh God, I know I love you, Lord. I love you. I need help, God. Lord, let me focus upon you, Jesus, and look to you. How many knows the Lord can heal that part on the inside of you? He can heal your very soul. God is a saying today, yes, child, I see you. Yes, I know right where you are, and I care. You're holding your own self back and holding your own self down by your fun life. It's the devil and your enemy plaguing your mind. But here today, you can take it back. There's still power in Jesus' blood. There is forgiveness and there is cleansing. There is a renewing. Ephesians 4:23, be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
Yeah.
It's time to take our mind back to be renewed. God would give us a spiritual mind.
Amen.
Oh, God. Notice what the Holy Ghost said in 2 Corinthians 10:3. The Holy Ghost through Paul told us, though we walk in the flesh,
yes,
we do not war after the flesh.
Yes.
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, they're not earthly. But they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds.
Amen.
The devil puts holds on us that are strong and we got to pull them down. The strongholds, children, is right here. It can bind your spirit. Casting down imaginations.
Yeah.
How, oh God, at times we imagine the things that we imagine. And every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. And bringing into captivity every thought. To the obedience of Christ.
Mm.
You might say, teacher, how can I do this? How can I get control of my mind and my imaginations and get the bad, fearful, depressing, and old-worldly thoughts out of my head? It's called replacement theology. If you got your Bible, I want you to turn. Philippians chapter 4. Let's look at verse 6. Philippians 4:6. The Bible says here, the Holy Scripture, be careful for what?
Nothing.
Don't worry and be fearful and fretful about everything. But in everything by what? Prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. What happens as a result? And the peace of God which passeth all understanding, the peace of God shall keep your hearts and what? And minds through Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
The Greek reads that the peace of God will garrison your heart and your mind. It'll put a hedge around your mind. Finally, brethren,
How can I get peace, God, with you? How can I get my mind, Lord, spiritual? Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are what?
True.
Whatsoever things are?
Honest.
Whatsoever things are?
Just.
Whatsoever things are?
Pure.
Whatsoever things are?
Lovely.
Whatsoever things are of?
Good
report. If there be any?
Virtue,
which is holiness. If there be any what?
Praise.
Think on these things.
Think on these.
Hallelujah to the Lord. If you don't faithfully and prayerfully read your Bible daily, if you're not familiar with it, you know and study it, the scriptures, you're at the cruel mercy of the devil.
Yeah. Amen.
You will be defeated in your life. You'll be up and you'll be down. You'll never know continuous victory. You must take time to get the Word of God in your heart and mind.
Yeah.
You got to soak it into your mind and into your heart. I can take a bucket of water and put a big square sponge right in the top of that water. It takes a while for that sponge to soak up the water and to sink.
Yes.
Right.
It takes a while. Saying that you only pray when you go to work or you go to school, ain't it going to get it?
No.
To read through and read a few verses or a little chapter in a hurry with your mind on everything else, it ain't going to do it.
Ain't
going to
get it done.
Has anybody in this house ever heard of the power of four? A Christian center did an intense study by trying to get people more involved in studying and reading their Bible. They did this study to find the impact of the Word of God in people's lives. Now listen. They chose 40,000 people from the age of 8 years old and up to 80 years old. Out of that 40,000 people, before they started, they agreed and signed the papers that they would be truthful and honest about their engagement with the Word of God. When they did this study, they asked each of the people how many times they actively engaged themselves in the Word of God, either by reading it, listening to it, hearing the preacher or the teacher teach. When they concluded this study and questioned each individual, they found that the people that were honest, that people who were only engaged in the Word of God one time a week, there was virtually no change in their life whatsoever. When they hit obstacles, there was no change.
No change.
When problems came and arose, they had nothing to pull from.
Wow.
One time a week. The people who had only two encounters with the Word of God in a week, too. They honestly admitted there was no change in their life. When they had problems and ran into trouble, they said nothing changed in them. They asked those who had three encounters with the Word of God in a week, and they reported that they could tell a slight difference. A little bit of change was in their life from the effect of the Word of God. But they did discover and found something amazing. When the people who had four encounters and engagements with the Word of God in a week, engaging themselves in it 4 days, a little over half of a week of reading their Bible and hearing and listening to preaching and teaching, they said everything started changing. Their life made a big turnaround and made a big change by four encounters and engagement with the Word of God in a week's time. They could tell something was a transforming in their mind and in their heart.
Yeah.
They found statistically, that if you have four engagements with the Word of God during the week, feeling lonely dropped 30%. Anger issues dropped 32%. Bitterness from bad things and bad relationships dropped 40%. When people engaged in the Word of God four times in a week, there was a drastic change in their attitude and in their mental capacity.
Yes. Right.
People who felt spiritually stagnated, who felt stagnant, dropped 60%. Do you know why? Because they were not eating leftovers from the weeks and the months before in the past. If you are faithfully in the Word of God four times a week, they found that you'll be renewed with fresh living bread and fresh living water. Four times a week with the Word of God and sharing your faith, talking about the Lord to others, the change inside jumped 200%.
Yes.
200% change. A jump.
Wow.
Discipling others. When we get involved in the Word of God.
Yes.
Increases 230%.
Wow.
Just by four engagements in the Word of God.
Change your life.
It's just something there that you're excited when you read your Bible and you pray that you want to tell somebody else about it.
Holy God.
So by this study, Brother Jason, what would happen if we all would commit personally to reading our Bible and listening to good anointed preaching of the Word 7 days a week? What would happen if we had a close, heart-desiring relationship with God's Word? You would find that when you faced things, they would look different. Fear would not overcome you like it used to. Doubt would not come up on you like it once did, because you got the Word of God in you and around you. You got it inside of you, and it transforms your outlook on life. In this hour of stress and peer pressure, you must have your daily Bible reading with prayer.
Yes.
If God's Word gets in you, you put it in there through prayer and meditation, then life will issue out of you. It'll give you faith. You will sense your spiritual strength increasing. You'll want to get up. You'll want to worship the Lord. You will want to praise Him. It'll give you faith and hope in your heart. This is the only way that God can speak to you and to guide you and give you peace in your soul. I'm here to declare today, if you do not commit to the Word of God and prayer every day, you'll live your life frantic, fearful, easily agitated, get angry, be on edge, be depressed. You'll live a life of doubt. Listen, I honestly cannot come here to church only two services a week and think that that's enough to build me up and to keep me and take me through. If I do not apply myself every day at home,
that's right,
a reading and a praying, hallelujah, God's holy word, if you will be faithful to God, everything sometimes may feel like it's crumbling all around you, but the word of the Lord and His presence will keep you elevated, and He'll strengthen you, and it will sustain you. Being faithful to your Bible and reading it and praying every day, you will come to the house of God desiring to get in, desiring to worship, desiring to praise Him. Yes, you will.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
Yes, you will.
Amen. Yes, you will.
Take time before the Lord.
Take time.
Your mind will soak up just like a sponge. It'll soak up when you're around people. It'll soak in everything in the world. And sometimes it's hard when you go back home. You say, God, I've got to get this stuff. I just feel dirty from this world.
Come on.
Yeah.
Family can make you feel dirty. They can make you feel down. Come on.
Sure.
But you take that sponge of your mind that soaked up everything and say, squeeze it out and put it down in the water of God's word. Stay there for a while. I said, stay there for a while and read and pray.
That's right. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
This is how I do it. And the peace of God that passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. This is the way that I read the Bible. And I promise you it'll help. I'll say, Lord, I want your peace.
Yes.
That passes all understanding. See, what we do, we get in a big hurry. We read a chapter. We read two chapters. You just read it through and think that's enough. It ain't enough to keep you. You're going to have to pray. The peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Dear Lord, I want you to keep my mind. God, keep my heart. Whatsoever things are true, Lord, I want the truth. Give me the truth, God.
Yes.
The things that are honest, the things that are just and pure. Lord, give me a pure heart, clean hands and a pure heart. Lord, give me a sanctified mind. Oh, God, I want a pure heart in your sight. The things that are lovely, not ugly. Look at the lovely. Whatsoever things are of a good report.
Good report.
God, let me look at the good things. Can you say today, Lord, I want to think on the good things and not the bad things. The good things, Lord, to fill my mind. If there be any virtue, holiness, if there be any praise, think on these things. Dear Jesus, I want to praise you and I want to think on these things. Would you touch my mind? Would you heal my thought life, God, I pray. And let me increase in you. Hallelujah.